I was.
Because I don't think standing was required there.
Right. I was at the Fun Hog Ranch with a whole bunch of podcasting celebrities, and they were giving me quite an education on poppers.
What is a popper? Somebody please tell me what
popper is. Oh, you want to try some poppers? I got some poppers. You want to try some poppers?
Maybe Big Fatty can explain poppers.
I hear it. I have no idea what a popper is.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I was at the Fun Hog Ranch with Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3634 of the BFO for Monday the 10th of January 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, and who knows, we may even have some voice letters. Big Fatty. Ballers, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your sports ballers today, because y'all, tonight on the ESPN, y'all, it is the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network is going to present the College Sports Ball Championship, and it's going to be between Georgia, the Georgia Bulldogs, and the Alabama Crimson Tide. They're playing in Indiana, which makes no sense, but you know, that's where it's being played. So tune in to that, all I'm going to say is go Georgia, Big Fatty. You're going to make the others mad. Today, Monday, the 10th of January, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one. Y'all, you probably recognize some of those voices, or maybe you don't, I don't know. But y'all, that was from a Pride 48 many years ago. Y'all, that was the Inked, Blind, and Confused little show. Y'all, that was, you heard Blind and Confused. Yes, Big Daddy. But anyway, oh, and Daniel Biba. The person who's celebrating their exiting today, y'all, I think he's been to every Pride 48 get-together. Y'all, it is the one and only Blind Guy Jay. Oh, Big Daddy, we love Blind Guy Jay. Speak louder, he's blind. Okay. Y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's I won't say a new listener, but y'all, he's joined a special group. He's joined a special group of Big Fatty's straight boyfriends. Yes, Big Fatty, it's Straight Bob and not, even though we don't ever hear from him, and Phil, who used to be in the Oregon. Yes, that's correct, and it's none of their birthdays today. Y'all, it is none other than my number one Northeast straight jetty. Y'all, it's Dan. Big Fatty, we love Dan. Y'all, he'll have his hands full. I know that little Evan and Logan will make sure he gets all his special wishes. Big Fatty, I think his special wish is to call you Hot Stuff. Hot Stuff's waiting for him whenever he's ready. Big Fatty, you've gone and ruined the whole mood of the event now. Well, anyway, y'all, if you see blonde guy Jay or Dan, my Northeast straight jetty, on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old... Big Fatty, we ran out of music. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. I hope they both get a big old... Peace, let's make it rum cake, because you know they both like to get a little tight. Beep! Fatty Vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the fall right. Little show. The Nip was gone all weekend long. He was down visiting his sister down there in Jacksonville in Flo Rida. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. I hope he and Flo had a delightful weekend. Well, I spoke to him a couple of times on the FaceTime, and his sister was not pleased with him. Anyway, there was something about security escorting him back to his room. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the details. But anyway, I'm sure it was delightful. But anyway, y'all, on Friday, y'all, I'm trying to think. I don't think there was anything special going on that day. So y'all, I was, kind of getting things in my mind as to what we were going to do for Friday at Fatty's. And your granny volunteered to bring pizza pie for everybody. Now, y'all, I mean, he went all out. He went to the Little Caesars and got the grab-and-go. Beep! Fatty Vulgar! The grab-and-go? No, Little Caesars! Oh, okay. But y'all, as I was... thinking about what we're gonna have for like little appetizers and things like that on Friday night, y'all, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Okay. Yes. Oh, yes. My 30-year-old gentleman caller sends me a testimonium. Hey, stud, Big Fatty as opposed to Hot Stuff. Yes, and y'all, I assumed he was referring to me as a piece of lumber or something, that I was lumbering around. But he says, what are you doing, Big Fatty? I said, waiting on you to come over. He says, thank you for calling. And y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. I know you're surprised that I said that, but y'all, it truly was, y'all, it was the first gentleman caller, a visit of the new year. Yes, Big Fatty, he was also the last gentleman caller of last year. It's true, he was here New Year's Eve day. y'all, I would say that 2022 is off to a is off to a good start. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, young Nicholas was the well. First of all, the Nip was going to be out of town, and y'all, young Jonathan, has a new job that he's working evening, so it'll be more of a rarity when he's able to join us. But so he was working that evening, so he wasn't going to be able to stop by. So y'all, it was young Nicholas and me. And Ryan and Durwood and Mr. Pickle. And who am I forgetting? Did I say Granny? Granny, Mr. Pickle. Granny, Mr. Pickle, Durwood, Ryan, Nicholas, and me. Yes, there were six of us. And so, y'all, we had our pizza pie. And I had, y'all, we finished up the buffalo chicken dip that the Heart Cub had prepared, and I had added more chicken to it and put in the rest of the blue cheese and all that he had left over. So y'all, we had plenty, and y'all had pretzels and cauliflower crackers and cheese cookeries and celery to dip in there. Y'all is all gone. Everybody enjoyed it. So Heart Cub, your remains, or not your remains, Benny, I didn't know he had passed. Second helpings of the homemade buffalo chicken dip were well received. But y'all, we had pizza pie, and we had I had another package of little ham biscuits that I went and held. People didn't eat many of the little ham biscuits. I think they were just excited about the pizza pie. And y'all, then in honor of Miss Betty White, we had cheesecake for dessert. Oh, Big Betty, thank you for being a diabetes provider. It's true. but y'all, everybody got out of here. Oh, young Nicholas wasn't feeling wonderful. I think he'd had a little upset tummy. But anyway, he was fine. I saw him on Saturday. I'll get to that in a second. But y'all, young Jonathan stopped by. I guess it was about sometime between 10 and 10:30. Everybody else had gone. I was watching something on the TV machine. And y'all, by the way, I caught up on numerous things on the TV machine. Some of the stuff I've had for months, I tell you. And but I caught up on several things. But young Jonathan stopped by, and he had a couple of pieces of the pizza pie. In fact, he took all the leftover pizza pie home with him. And then, y'all, I got up Saturday morning. Y'all slept very well all weekend long, and got up Saturday, did my nipple walk. You know, Miss Gail King's not on Saturday, but I watched the CBS Saturday morning. Y'all, they do good stories on that one. And watched that and did my Sudoku. Y'all been catching up on my Sudoku. You know, when I was gone to the Hawaiian last month, y'all, they just piled up. I was gone for 10 days. They just piled up. Yes, Big Betty, kind of like in your colon. So I've been catching up on those. I'm still not finished with them. But y'all, then young Nicholas stopped by on Saturday. And y'all, we took down the rest of the crema. Y'all, the only thing that was really still up was the stow-and-go crema tree. And y'all, I always give him the honor of lowering the tree back to the storable size. And so he did that, and we got it all packaged up and got all the other things put into the storage unit here at Fat Acres off the carport, and got that all in there. Y'all, that I'm telling you, that tree is heavy, Heavy, I tell you. But got all that done. And then y'all, both young Nicholas and I, decided we both needed a nap. So he went back to his house. I think he had his uncle was visiting over the weekend or something. And I laid down. And y'all, Saturday afternoon and evening, it was sports ball. And y'all, it was mainly just peace and quiet. And then I got up on Sunday. Y'all, I was invited to brunch at
the yacht club. I went to the yacht club
with Olive and some of his older lady friends, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, and we had a lovely, just a lovely lunch. Now, y'all, before we went, I did my morning walk, but I did it just around Fat Acres because I wanted to get an accurate count of how many houses still had up crema decorations. Here it is, the 9th of January, and y'all, if they just had a poinsettia or something like that just sitting out on the steps or something, I consider that a plant on the steps. Now, that's not really crema. It's just a living plant out there. Y'all, 75 houses still have up some sort of crema wreath or outdoor decorations, or y'all, I couldn't believe it was that many. Couldn't believe it. But they're out there. And y'all, I went and had my brunch with the ladies that brunch. And y'all, it was real good. Started with a Bloody Mary or two. And I had shrimp and grits and fried chicken, and there's some sort of steak, sliced steak, and macaroni and cheese and rice and gravy, and y'all, a couple of pieces of Bayfran. Y'all, that Bayfran was so good. It was delicious. And y'all, then I came back home here to Fat Acres. Y'all, I received a call. I laid down, and just as I laid down, I received notice from the NIP that he had returned. He has returned to Fat Acres. And so, y'all, I'm sure I'll be getting a full report of how his trip was down to visit his sister Flo. In case Flo's listening, hi Flo. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Betty. Big Fatty, you finished a little early. I did. Y'all, I gotta say this. Y'all putting the villa back into pre-crema layout and everything. Y'all, it's gonna take me a little bit to get used to not having the crema tree, because y'all, it was oh dear Gussie. Y'all, I noticed Mr. Cackle took his crema tree down also. So there you have it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. If you're so inclined, enjoy the sports ball. If you're not inclined, a new quiz program that Joe Millionaire. It's back on. I couldn't believe it. And y'all, you're watching the Jeopardy that Amy, she's doing great. Went over $1 million. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, Blind Guy Jay. And Blind Guy Jay, where would you like to be for your birthday?
I was at the Fun Hog Ranch with Big Fatty.
Oh, I think that would be just lovely. What time should we meet there? You know, I'll bring the papas. Big
Fatty. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.